out in the hills, out in here, you get about, oh, baled every 2 or 3 acres, something like that.
Yeah.
Had a good year, you get a baled every 2 acres, half baled acres. I don't see how people, well, they couldn't have made a living if everything had been as high then as it is now.
Yeah.
But you can go to town and you can buy sugar for 3 cents a pound. You can buy meal for 2 bits a sack and flour for 30 and 40 cents a sack, you know, 25 pound sacks. You could buy a pair of shoes for a dollar and a half, a pair of overalls for a dollar.
Sounds unreal.
Yeah. Now you could buy meat, dry salt meat, for 3 cents a pound. 2 and 3 cents. Sometimes you get it for two.
That Johnson grass you're talking about, was that bad to come up in the cotton field?
Yeah, it's bad on the river, and it's not too bad out in the hills. But if you ever get Johnson grass, it's hard to get rid of. Cocoa grass, if you get that, it's the only way to get rid of that, just move off the leaves.
Just give up, huh?
Yeah, just give up. Grass called sand burrs out in the country, that's pretty bad too. There's grass burrs and sand burrs. The old grass burr, they called it, it had stickers on it, and it had to, it grow, make a burr with a, and the stickers had shanks on it, like a fish hook, you know. And you got one of them, and the only way to get it out would be to split it big enough to dig it out. And they was, them things was rough. And they'd take a place too if you didn't fight them. My daddy used to, he'd make us go around and be particular not shaking none of them off, pull them off, take them and burn them. He wouldn't let us throw them over the fence. He'd just take them to the house, put them in the fireplace and burn them.
Yeah.
Or put them on a log heap, you know, and burn them. I used to have them old log rollings. I've been to log rollings where they burn up enough timber to build a house for everybody in the country.
What do you do with a log rolling?
Well, you just pile of logs. You know, they used to clear about 8 or 10 acres every year, every winter. They'd work on it in the winter, and in the summer, you know, they'd cut the wood and stuff, and all that good hard wood and pine that they didn't work up in wood, they just piled it up and burned it.
Huh.
And they called it log rolling, but they had old hand sticks, you know, that's old. About that long, I reckon, and made out of good hickory. And one man get on one side, one on the other, and tote logs that away.
Hmm.
I said, logs, big logs, it'd be four, you know, two at the front end and two at the back. If it's pretty small logs, well, they'd two get in front and one of them tail it, you know, call it tailing it.
Yes, sir.
And tote it to the log heap. Pile them up that way by a brush pile, you know. I've burnt them new grounds off.